I think this was a really important element of the budget that was announced this week. The federal government funding 80,000 new places for apprentices. Now, for some reason, there has been a trend in the last 10, 20 years that we encourage virtually every school leaver to go into university. The reality is, some kids are not suited to academic studies or universities. And there is nothing wrong to encouraging your children, teenagers, into apprenticeships. I mean, think about it. We have shortages of tradespeople, whether they're electricians or carpenters or hairdressers. We have a big shortage. But there are apprenticeships these days available in areas far beyond just those traditional areas. Leanne Rayner is the operations manager with Apprenticeships Matter and knows a lot more about this than I do. Leanne joins us. Hello, Leanne.
Yeah, welcome, Quentin.
When I think apprenticeships, I think perhaps a chef, a carpenter, a hairdresser. But there's far more than that, isn't there?
Absolutely. I think that with so many industries and so many training packages, in the hundreds actually, there's traineeships or apprenticeships in every role that you can think of, every job role that you can think of.
What are some of the more obscure apprenticeships available these days?
I suppose, look, there's positions available in the arts, gardening, farming, environmental, sport and recreation, and I suppose, you know, things like digital and gaming qualifications as well. Even one of the more obscure ones is beekeeping or mortuary assistant. So
right.
It covers every field really that you can think of.
Apprenticeships, in terms of the training element of an apprenticeship, are they always linked to a TAFE, for instance?
Not necessarily. A lot of people go to TAFE to do their trade training. However, there's also private training organisations that offer on-the-job training as well. So traditionally people have considered, I suppose, TAFE to be the domain of the trade training, so
yep.
Your building and construction and plumbing and so on, whereas traineeship training can be TAFE or private RTOs.
There's been a real trend, obviously, in recent years for many, many kids and more children when they leave school, or young adults really, to move into university. Do you think there is a stigma around apprenticeships?
Well, there certainly is. We call it the barbecue ego. A lot of parents would not like to say that their children are going off into an apprenticeship or traineeship. They prefer to say that they're going to uni. But studies have shown that basically once a person qualifies in their trade or their traineeship, they can are generally earning more money than a person who's graduating from university. And also they're more easily employed. Not only do they have the... excuse me, sorry, Clinton. Not only do they have the... the prospect of earning while they're learning, whilst they're doing their apprenticeship or traineeship, they're also getting the on-the-job experience that is vital to employers.
We genuinely have a shortage of skills and workers in many of these areas, don't we?
Absolutely, yeah. There's a massive skill shortage. And, look, they're often in jobs that pay quite a lot of money as well.
Are sometimes young people put off by the low wages for those initial years of the apprenticeship?
I think you could be right, Clinton. And I think sometimes the parents of the younger people now have remembered in their day, wages were low for apprentices. But really, if you're 21 now or older picking up your apprenticeship or traineeship, the wages are not so bad. On top of that, there's what's called the trade support loan, which is a loan of up to $20,000 or just over $20,000 now to support people through their apprenticeships or traineeships, especially in those skill shortage areas.
And still, you're going to be earning more in an apprenticeship, being paid to work and train at the same time, than you would be going to university and maybe attending a bar at night.
Absolutely, and also not incurring a debt that you're incurring when you're at university.
Is there a particular area that is an area of growth that's really crying out for more apprentices at the moment?
Look, they're all skill shortage areas, but I think one of the areas that I'm most passionate about is getting women into non-traditional trades. So at the moment, there's less than 2% of women in those traditional trades of electrical and plumbing and so on. And with so much infrastructure going on around the country, especially on the eastern seaboard, my passion is trying to get women into apprenticeships in those fields, especially because they pay so much money, especially in civil construction and those infrastructure projects.
Well, if I think about it, I don't see any reason why women can't be electricians in the same way and attract as many apprentices to that industry as there are men.
Absolutely. And one of our bigger employers actually has done a study on their female apprentices in the electrical field. and their female electrical apprentices make them more money than their male electrical apprentices.
Is that right? Well, I think so it's really important.
Not only the financial return on investment, but as well as a moral and social one.
I think it's a really important initiative, and I congratulate the government for actually expanding apprenticeships in the budget, because for some reason there is this push that every kid must go to university, and some teenagers aren't suited to university, in my view. Thank you so much for your time, Leanne. I really appreciate the information.
You're very welcome, Clinton. Thanks for calling.
Leanne Rayner from Apprenticeships Matter. So the government's announced 80,000 apprenticeship spots will be funded in the budget. And then Labor, in their response last night in Parliament, announced more upgrades to TAFE campuses as well. They claim there's been a big decline in apprenticeships while the coalition's been in power. And they say their funding, it's going to be a total of more than $400 million, will help 150,000 apprentices. Whatever the case, we've got to reverse this trend, this thought that everybody must have to go to university. Yes, university education can be wonderful for some people, but it's not always the answer for others, and an apprenticeship may be that answer.